The St. Louis Cardinals topped the Boston Red Sox 4-2 last night to tie the World Series at a game apiece, down 2-1 after David Ortiz hit a two-run homer in the sixth. The Cardinals rallied for three runs in the seventh to end Boston's nine-game winning streak in the World Series that started with a sweep of St. Louis in 2004. Victims of the Boston Marathon bombing stood on the field during the seventh inning stretch last night as singer James Taylor led the crowd in America the Beautiful. The series will shift to St. Louis for Game 3 on Saturday and Game 4 Sunday. Red Sox manager John Farrell announced that Jake Peavy will start the third game. In the NFL, Tampa Bay fell to Carolina 31-13. Cam Newton threw two touchdown passes and was 23 of 32 for 221 yards with no interceptions. Meanwhile, Brett Favre says that he loved playing in the NFL, but that the game took a physical toll and he won't return, even though ESPN was tipped that St. Louis reached out to his agent. When asked about concussions, Favre expressed concern, saying he didn't remember his daughter playing soccer one summer. Checking NHL scores, Philadelphia beat the New York Rangers 2-1. Boston won against San Jose 2-1. Vancouver 3, New Jersey 2. Montreal defeated Anaheim 4-1. It was Tampa Bay over Chicago 6-5. Minnesota 3, Carolina 1. Nashville took Winnipeg 3-2. Dallas trumped Calgary 5-1. Washington passed Edmonton 4-1. And Los Angeles topped Phoenix 7-4. Elsewhere on the ice, Buffalo Sabres enforcer John Scott's been suspended indefinitely by the NHL pending a disciplinary hearing for a blindside hit to the head that leveled Bruins forward Louis Erickson during Wednesday's game. Scott's been given the opportunity to attend an in-person hearing, which is offered when a suspension has the potential to exceed 5 games. Finally, in NBA preseason action, Charlotte bested Cleveland 105-92. Detroit slid past Minnesota 99-98. Houston edged San Antonio 109-92, and Portland defeated Golden State 90-74. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.